RNZ Pacific News, Nisan Bulavinaka, I'm Lydia Lewis. The president of New Caledonia is calling for calm amid ongoing public unrest in and around the capital, Noumea. There have been fiery clashes between pro-independence militants and security forces over France's proposed constitutional changes, which could favour France's continued governance. In a statement, Louis Mapu called on all political parties in Noumea to work together to restore peace and law and order. A spokesperson from his office, Charles Ware, says the situation in the capital is still tense.
The president of the government of New Caledonia to call people to the calm, to more serenity, and call to the political parties and also civil societies responsible to open discussion, serenity in discussion, and also to bring the peace in the country.
A journalist on the ground there says residents are nervous as they head into a second night of potential unrest. La Première senior journalist Coralie Cochon has been covering the chaos.
It was very a surprise for everybody what happened tonight and what is happening right now. We knew that it's going to be difficult, but not that young people would burn the shops or some houses also. So that's very shocking and very scaring also.
An overnight curfew is in place. And to the rest of the day's news now, Palau's president says he's being harassed by an American citizen who has sued him. Christina Nafstad Troibiong sued President Surangel Whips Jr. in his personal and official capacity before a US federal court in Texas. Ms. Troibiong was listed as an undesirable alien in 2022. Mr. Whips says Ms. Troibiong was blacklisted after she intentionally tried to hit the Attorney General while driving. However, he says no charges were pressed.
Really, what Chris has done, filing a case in Texas, is just comes down to harassment. Because why would you sue a country in the state of Texas that has no logic? Because the action is in Palau, and there's a court case going on in Palau.
Influenza cases in Samoa have doubled on the previous two-week average. Samoa's Ministry of Health has reported close to 1,250 cases of influenza from April 29 to May 5. About 1,400 cases were reported from April 22 to 28. A Ministry of Health spokesperson says the count is still below the alert threshold despite a high number of infections. Samoa's head of state is in Aotearoa for an official visit. Moira Tuila Epateila has the details.
Ole au ole mālo, tui male a li'i whanova ale tua swalo vi the second and his delegation were welcomed onto the grounds of Government House in Wellington by an official pōwhiri. He and his wife have been hosted by New Zealand's Governor-General Dame Cindy Kiro and her husband Dr. Richard Davies. Tui male a li'i whanova also carried out an inspection of a guard of honour made up of New Zealand Army, Navy and Police. A 21-gun salute was held in his honour. Tui Male Ali'i Whanau also met students from Nainai Primary School Tāwae, the first Samoan bilingual unit in Wellington. On Wednesday, he will lay a wreath in the Pukeahu National War Memorials Park.
New Zealand's Fiji Girmit Foundation president is calling for Fijian Indians to be officially recognised as Pacific people. The 145th anniversary of Girmit Day is being celebrated across Fiji and New Zealand this week. It marks the arrival of Girmit indentured labourers from India to Fiji under British colonial rule on May 14, 1879. Indo-Fijians or Fijian Indians are often left out of Pacific scholarships and policy because they're recognised as Asians in New Zealand census. Krish Naidu says the Ministry for Pacific Peoples needs to clarify whether they are included in the Pacific community.
Regardless of whether you call yourself an Indo-Fijian or a Fijian, what is the role of a ministry, Pacific? and who is the Ministry of Pacific for? Are Fijian Indians also part of the ministry?
New Zealand government departments are making efforts to ensure seasonal workers from Vanuatu do not become overstayers in the next few days. Vanuatu's struggling national airline faces another blow with an announcement that the carrier's only jet plane has been repossessed. Hundreds of workers whose visas are due to expire shortly will be unable to get back to their homeland because of the collapse of Air Vanuatu. The Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment and Foreign Affairs are working to make sure they can stay legally. MB says it expects employers to keep providing accommodation and care for the seasonal workers. An American man who attempted to export methamphetamine to New Zealand worth approximately $50 million New Zealand dollars has been found guilty in a Los Angeles court. 51-year-old Benjamin Mensah was charged with conspiracy to distribute the drug and its attempted exportation. World Watch's Andrew McRae reports.
US Homeland Security says Mensah and others concealed and conspired to export methamphetamine to foreign countries, including New Zealand and Australia, between October 2022 and October the following year. 263 kilograms of pure meth was discovered in vacuum-sealed bags, concealed in a false-bottom crate containing car parts. Homeland Security says authorities sent a mock shipment to New Zealand, and police here arrested seven people. It says they all have close association to the Killer Bees gang.
A whistleblower who helped expose allegations of Australian war crimes in Afghanistan has been jailed for almost 6 years. David McBride pleaded guilty to three counts of stealing and sharing secret military information with journalists. Following publication by the ABC, there was an inquiry that found evidence that the Australian forces had unlawfully killed 39 Afghans. In world news, the US Secretary of State Antony Blinken has arrived in Ukraine on his fourth visit to Kyiv since the Russian invasion. He arrived by train from Poland at dawn. The BBC's Tom Bateman is travelling with him.
The secretary is meeting President Zelensky after Congress finally overcame more than a year of partisan paralysis when it approved $61 billion worth of assistance last month. Ukraine has struggled on the front line while it waited. A senior US official said weapons from the newly agreed package have begun to arrive at the front line, including artillery and long-range precision-guided missiles. The official said Mr. Blinken would deliver a message of strong reassurance at a difficult moment for Ukrainians and will have talks on helping the country take back the military initiative from Russia.
In sport, Moana Pasifika's CEO says a lot still needs to be done if Samoa or Tonga are to become the home base for the Moana Pasifika team. The team is based in Auckland, New Zealand. Belenato Sakalia says even if the team wanted to be based in one of their home nations, the fact of the matter is right now it is not feasible.
For the foreseeable future, until such time as the infrastructure is there to support a professional team, it's just not feasible, you know, to have a franchise based there. That doesn't mean that we don't want to. It's just the practical realities of what's required to have a super team, what's required to support a team.
Two Vanuatu women's cricket reps are in Japan this week to play in the Women's Japan Premier League competition. Skipper Selina Solman and all-rounder Rachel Andrew were selected during the ICC Women's T20 World Cup in Abu Dhabi 2 weeks ago. Vanuatu cricket CEO Tim Cutler says the duo were selected because of their impressive performances. He says their experience at the Japanese competition would be a big learning curve for the two players. And All Blacks coach Scott Robertson remains coy on who will replace Sam Kane as captain, though he's made it clear Ardie Salvea is a leading candidate. Kane yesterday announced his retirement from international rugby at the end of the year, having signed a 3-year deal with Japanese club Suntory from 2025, and he accepts he won't be skipper again. Robertson says he won't name the new All Blacks captain until after the Super Rugby season, but praised World Player of the Year Savea, who is currently on sabbatical in Japan, as a consistent performer and a strong leader.
Experienced player, he's a quality leader. Like I mentioned before, he can play multiple positions, and he's just quality. So the flexibility in where he can play, being the World Cup finals, he's quality.
Robertson will name his new captain and 32-man squad for the July tests on June 24. And that's the latest news and sport for RNZ Pacific. If you want to catch up on more on the day's news, you can go to our website, rnzi.com.